You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Gavin Green, age 22, of 203 Goodwill Road, who was booked for monetary instrument abuse. The arrest was made in connection with the alleged passing of counterfeit money at a local truck stop. Minden City Police report an arrest for shoplifting and aggravated assault, with other arrests reported on outstanding bench warrants. Cullen Police report the arrest of a fugitive wanted in Lafayette County, Arkansas. A 40% chance for showers today with a high of 81, south wind gusts to 20 miles an hour. 60% chance of showers overnight, low 66, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, high near 80, south wind gusts to 30 miles an hour. 90% chance Thursday night, low near 51, south wind gusts to 45 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high 63, clear Friday night, low 42, and that's the forecast. The Minden City Council has a workshop scheduled for Thursday. The workshop is scheduled for 8 o'clock Thursday morning in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. The workshop will be held to discuss the Minden Fire Chief position and is open to the public. The Webster Parish Police Jury was selected as a recipient of the Healthy Communities grant by Keep Louisiana Beautiful back in the fall of 2022. The $8,000 grant has purchased a new custom-built litter trailer that includes a restroom, storage for pickup supplies, and a large litter capacity. This will support the police jury's litter abatement program, an initiative to reduce the amount of litter along parish roadways. The new trailer has been in use for 2 weeks now. Deputy Henry Lawrence is proud of the new trailer for his crew. It looks better, more reliable, and is safer for the litter crew on the side of the roadway. So if you see the new trailer out and about in your community, please slow down while the crew is working to keep our roadways clean. This program helps beautify the rural roadways, many of which are along lakes and Bayou Dorchie. The Webster Police Jury currently partners with the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office to staff the program to pick up litter across the parish. Their partnership is paid for with funding allocated annually from within the police jury budget to continue the litter campaign along parish roadways. And Keep Louisiana Beautiful is a nonprofit organization dedicated to achieving a cleaner, greener Louisiana through litter reduction and beautification initiatives. To learn more about the network of community and university affiliates, grant opportunities, educational programs, and ways to get involved, you can go online to keeplouisianabeautiful.org. The Bossier Parish Police Jury will meet today with a number of committee meetings also scheduled. The Road and Subdivision Regulations Committee will meet at 11 o'clock at the Bossier Courthouse. We'll discuss old plain dealing road culverts, parish-wide culvert policy, the Perrin Street Bridge in plain dealing, the Linton Road roadside ditch, and Buck Hall drainage issues, followed by a meeting of the Policy and Procedures Committee to discuss diversity training, public transportation service to the Bossier Courthouse. The Library Board of Control Committee will meet at 12:30 at the courthouse, followed by a meeting of the Consolidated Waterworks Sewage District 1 Board of Appeals at 1 o'clock. The regular Bossier Police Jury meeting is scheduled for 2 o'clock at the Bossier Courthouse. On the agenda, consider changing the name of Town Lake Boulevard to Innovation Drive. Approval of an application from Tristan Larson for the use of approval for a personal storage warehouse facility on Benton Road. Schedule public hearings for April 5th for an application of Ryan Estes Raley & Associates to change the classification of tracts of land from Residence Agriculture District to Residential Low Density District for residential subdivision, the Winfield Road Residential Subdivision, and application of Michael Kelch, Raley & Associates, for approval for an apartment complex on Highway 80 in Houghton, southwest of Wafer Road. A 30-day review of property on Ashwood Drive in Houghton. Approval of an application from Donald Bissell, Eyal Nuchamovitz, and Ari Kotler for beer and liquor licenses at a Dixie Mart on Highway 80 in Houghton and on Dogwood Trail in Houghton. Proposal for the appraisal of review services for sewer line from Dean Point Road to Parks Road. Proposal for appraisal review services for the Highway 80 sewer extension to Highway 157 at Creekside Subdivision. A cooperative endeavor agreement with the state of Louisiana and the Bossier Police Jury for funding through the Water Sector Program for water, sewer, and stormwater infrastructure projects. Final change order for the Bay Hills main entrance improvements. Final change order and certificate of substantial completion for the Sligo Road extension improvements. Cooperative endeavor agreement with Bossier City and Bossier Parish for improvements to Old Brownlee Road. Extend the six-month moratorium on solar farms in Bossier Parish for an additional 6 months. Change order for Bossier Parish Library's new central library project. A cooperative endeavor agreement with the Department of Agriculture and Forestry and the Bossier Police Jury for the lease of office space at the Courthouse Annex Building. And the discussion of expenditure of discretionary funds for an economic study for a rodeo arena. All the meetings are open to the public. Fiberbond Corporation will host a job fair Thursday, scheduled for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will be held at the Chamber of Commerce offices. There will be interviewing and hiring on site. You're urged to bring your resume. There's openings for assembly techs, electrical techs, welders, and more. To apply early, call 318-254-8005 or go to work4manpower.com. Send resumes to rustin@manpower-architects.com. The Sibley Fire Department Bass Tournament is scheduled for March 25th on Lake Bistineau. Registration will be held that Friday before the tournament at Sibley Town Hall from 5 till 8 p.m. Entry fee is $100 per team, and you can launch from any public boat launch on Lake Bistineau. Weigh-in will take place at Port of Bistineau at 3 p.m. You can turn in your entry form to any Sibley Fire Department member or mail forms with your check to Sibley Fire Department, P.O. Box 309, Sibley, Louisiana 7103. Or for more information, call 318-540-4619, 318-401-0245, or 318-382-3333. Graveside services for Linda Sue Bayless Botello, age 80, are scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning in the Providence Cemetery in Ringgold. Survivors include two sisters, Beverly Sanderson and Robbie Bayless of Minden, and two brothers, Terry Bayless and Jerry Bayless of Minden. Funeral service for Josie Lee Jones is scheduled for 11 o'clock at Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will be at the Home Civic League Cemetery in Dubberly. Services for Rosie Duty, age 80, are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will follow at the Home Civic League Cemetery in Dubberly. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all the telephone numbers will automatically begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will begin with the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a 2000 or 2001 Toyota 4Runner and a 2008 Saturn View. They need them for parts. They're at 299-0904. Wanted, a 2000 or 2001 Toyota 4Runner for parts, and a 2008 Saturn View for parts, at 299-0904. Wanted someone to cut up and haul off a down tree. Call 918-0052. Wanted someone to cut up and haul away a blown down tree. Call 918-0052. For rent, 3-bedroom, 1-bath house for $750 a month, call 470-3169. They have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house for rent, $750 a month, 470-3169. Wanted a handicap scooter type chair. Call 371-9866. Wanted a handicap scooter type chair. They're at 371-9866. Wanted a refrigerator. Also looking for living room and bedroom furniture, as well as a dining room set. They're at 639-7434. Wanted or in need of refrigerator, along with living room and bedroom furniture and a dining room set. 639-7434. For sale, a washing machine for $150. Plus a coffee table with 2 matching lamps, $60. 453-0174. Washer for sale for $150. A coffee table with 2 matching lamps, all for $60. That's at 453-0174. Total gym for sale, $800. Call 265-4991. Total gym for sale, they're asking $800. Call 265-4991. For sale, a 4x6 utility trailer with ramp for $500. Call 773-3518. For sale, a 4x6 utility trailer with ramp, $500, 773-3518. A room for rent for $450 a month that includes utilities, call 5217. They have a room for rent for $450 a month that includes utilities, 5217. For sale, a dinette set, 205-6520. Dinette set for sale, 205-6520. Wanted a full-size box spring. Call 678-0354. Wanted a full-size box spring. Call 678-0354.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.